Hello, beloved. Thank you for joining me again for another episode of Prayer for the Nations. The prophet Isaiah in chapter 26 writes, "The path of the righteous is level. You make level the way of the righteous, and the path of your judgments, O Lord. We wait for you. Your name and remembrance are the desire of our souls." I remember that being one of the key verses that catapulted a whole generation. I'd say my generation was most gripped by that one verse. Your name and your renown are the desires of our souls. And that was the thing that transformed many people to being simply students, to servants of Jesus Christ. And today we're praying for the nation of Indonesia. And we're praying for that same thought, that the name and renown of the Lord would be the desires of a group of islands scattered all throughout a large body of water. So let's pray. Jesus, thank you for saving your people in Indonesia. As the church has grown 10 times in its size over the last 50 years, we bless your name that people are crying out to you and you are saving them. Thank you for the Panskalia that is forcing animists to consider the gospel in the country's 17,500 islands. Even as the government continues to know how do they incorporate democratic practices, we pray that you would, in the midst of them figuring that out, cause them to be greatly given over to discipling the indigenous pastors so that the 722 languages spoken throughout all those islands would resemble the multitude in heaven praising our triune God. Would you place a burning passion in the hearts, especially of the Javanese, to go to the 45,000 villages that still lack a single church, so that we would have brothers and sisters that would partake of resurrection life with us. Blessed Savior, we are praying for people we do not know, in part of the country, part of the world that we probably will never see. But yet, at one point, you privileged the body of Covenant Presbyterian Church here in Auburn to send someone to go to Indonesia and to radiate the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in Jesus Christ. So however small and however faint that lightly burning wick is, make it a mighty brush fire, a mighty bonfire of people praising the Lord. Thank you that your name will be exalted, not only in heaven, but also on earth. And therefore, we wait for you, for your name and your renown are the desire of our souls. In Jesus' name, amen.